This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, like me, you're definitely part of the issue we're going to hear about today. It's an economic issue, it's a health issue, it's an equalities issue, it's a global and a local issue, and very definitely it's an environmental issue. It's our food system, and we are being asked for our views on how it could be better in a new survey by the local group Food Futuring. I spoke to Tony Elkington, coordinator of Food Futuring, to find out what the group was about, why they needed our views, and how their project might fit into the bigger food picture. Tony, thank you so much for joining me on Environment Matters today. To start off with, what exactly is wrong with our food system, I suppose, here in Hertfordshire? And I suppose, what is a food system? I said here in Hertfordshire, but I'm quite aware that that's not where most of our food comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. Let's start with what is a food system. So when we talk about food system, we are talking about really from the very beginning of where food comes from, so how it's grown and how it's produced, all the way through to food manufacturing and processing, packaging, distribution, and then into how we buy food and access food, so retail, how we cook and eat food, whether that's at home or whether we go out to eat it at restaurants and that kind of thing. And then also food waste and how we manage that, and around that whole system, getting into maybe what's wrong with it as well. But you have inequalities around food security and food access. So I also see within that food system, food support services and food rescue and redistribution. So there are a lot of parts to the food system. In terms of what's wrong with it, I think there's a long, long list, unfortunately. To start with, there's the health and dietary side of it. We've got a rise in ultra-processed foods. We have time and cost pressures, cost of living increases, changing people's diets and cooking and eating behaviours. But if you go back to the source of how food is produced, we've got farmers really struggling in their businesses. We have climate change causing crop failures and making it harder to grow in the way that we have traditionally grown. And actually, the way that we do grow food at the moment across the world really is having significant impacts on nature. It's causing emissions. The synthetic fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides are impacting our natural ecosystems. And really, without those functioning ecosystems, that is the basis for all the food that we produce and eat. And I said there was a long list. You know, we could talk about the people that struggle to afford food and put food on the table. And while those people are going hungry, there's huge amounts of waste at almost every part of the food system. And the fact that, as you alluded to at the beginning, you know, we import a big proportion of the food that we eat, at least here in Hertfordshire, and that makes us really vulnerable to supply chain disruptions, to trade wars, as we've seen, to actual wars as well. And so, yeah, there's a huge amount to tackle. And actually, I think a lot of those problems are really interconnected. And so a big part of this project is looking at those interconnected challenges and recognizing that our approaches or solutions also need to be interconnected, and we need to see it as a whole system rather than trying to take siloed approaches to just addressing health or just addressing cost of food or just addressing farmers' livelihoods.
Yeah, well, you made it sound very, very simple there.
Really, really not.
Yeah, no, not at all. So I can't help but comment that, Tony, you come from a design background. Mm. So why have you taken on this monumental task?
Good question.
You know, I mean, you're not a farmer, are you?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. And from no real background in the food system other than the fact that I eat food, which is something that everyone has in common and I think makes this issue of food a really accessible one for people to engage with. So in terms of my background, so I started out as a product designer. I've been designing sustainable products for brands and startups for a long while. But over the last few years, I've been moving more into what I call participatory design. So basically designing the processes and facilitating the processes that bring people together to make decisions for themselves, find their own solutions, and try and tackle some of these really challenging problems by bringing diverse perspectives together. And so I think the role of design and facilitation in this is effectively the convener and facilitator of the spaces and the conversations that we need to have between the different stakeholders. And so I don't at any point pretend to be an expert in the food system or any part of the food system. My role is to create the opportunity for the people who really are experts to come together and tackle this in a more joined up way.
Now, you've got together with the Institute of Creative Futures at Loughborough University to do a project called Food Futuring. Can you tell us a bit about that? What is it?
So Food Futuring is a collective visioning project. The goal is to bring together stakeholders from across Hertfordshire to co-create a vision for a healthy, a fair and resilient local food system in Hertfordshire. Basically what we're trying to do is, as I said, bring together all those different perspectives and decide together what is the ideal state of the food system, what do we want to work towards. And the hope is that once we have a clear vision, we'll be more likely to work towards it. The project is funded by academic research funding, so it's come from the UK Research and Innovation Fund out of a research collaboration between a few different universities across the UK called the Ecological Citizens Network, and they basically received funding from UKRI, so it was from the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, and they've been grant funding smaller chunks of that to various place-based regenerative projects around the country. And so we've been really fortunate to receive some of that funding to do this project. The project is a collaboration between myself as St Albans Hertfordshire-based participatory designer and some researchers at the Institute for Creative Futures at Loughborough University, London. And the team there really bring in additional expertise in those participatory processes. They are also working on other projects in regeneration and resilience spaces. And so they're helping steward the process, design the processes that we're taking people through, and really bring that academic rigour to a process that I'm the community-rooted partner and sort of delivering on the ground, but they're helping to shape the process that we go through.
And that's interesting that there's sort of national funding available for this, which makes me think that it is actually recognised that we really do have to do something about food systems. It's not something that environmentalists are concerned about or whatever. This is actually a national problem.
Yeah, this is really significant, and report after report demonstrating that this is urgent and a big challenge. There have been very similar projects to what we're trying to do here happening across the country in a few different counties. So we're not the first, but what we are trying to do is to bring that process here so that we can create a people-led plan for strategy for how we want to change the way we do food in Hertfordshire.
Okay. So, as you said, this isn't something that you can do by yourself. So what kind of people have you already got involved locally?
Yeah, so we're running a series of in-person workshops with a participant group. And that participant group, the goal is for it to represent a sort of broad cross-section of the food system. So we have about 30 people, and they span residents, farmers, community growers, restaurants, nutritionists, local government academics, composters, also like food rescue and redistribution, food banks. So it's a really broad range of people. And the whole point is that we bring those diverse experiences together so that we all get a more complete picture of what's going on, and the vision that we create out of that can then reflect all of that complexity. And so that's the core workshop group, and we have a limited number of people that we can work with in person. So what we're trying to do to include perspectives from people all across Hertfordshire is we're using online surveys to bring those experiences, ideas, suggestions into the process. So right now we're between workshops one and two, and we have a live survey where we're trying to bring people's ideas into it.
Okay, well, that does nicely take us on to your online survey. So what exactly is the purpose of it? What are you hoping to get out of it?
Workshop one, which took place in February, was looking at the current food system. So we basically brought people together to explore what are the existing strengths and what are the barriers that we need to overcome. Workshop two, which will happen in April, is where we imagine the desirable future that we want to move towards. And so we're in a really important stage now where we're using this survey to ask people across Hertfordshire, how could we do food better in Hertfordshire? Like, what ideas do you have to address some of the problems that you see in your own lived experience? And so the purpose of the survey is to bring those perspectives in, and effectively, they will feed into the second workshop where our diverse stakeholder group will take those into account, and together we will create a coherent vision for what the future of Hertfordshire's food system could look like?
So I've had a little look at the survey. It's not your average sort of yes, no. There's a bit more than that to it, is it? Do you just want to explain to us how it works and what you're expecting from us?
Yeah, no, that's really important. So we're using some fairly novel survey technology. It's actually a form of online large-scale deliberation technology. And so how it appears to people once they arrive on the survey is effectively a forum. So they will see a list of comments that have been added by other participants in the survey. And so it's not a list of questions that we've defined. Our only question that we're asking is, how can we do food better in Hertfordshire? And so as people add their own suggestions and ideas, they appear in that forum, and then participants can basically vote on those ideas. They either agree with it, they disagree with it, or they're unsure about it. We're effectively asking participants to vote on some of the ideas that are already on there. And then if you have ideas that haven't already been mentioned, then you can add them yourself. And in doing so, you basically contribute to this evolving conversation. We're leaving this open until the 1st of April. And over that time, we will start to see potentially different opinion groups emerging. We will start to see which ideas or vision statements actually receive consensus across those opinion groups, which is really valuable, especially in potentially controversial topics where you need to find pathways for action. You can find the ideas that actually get that consensus, even in a more polarized topic. And so that's really valuable for us in that it will surface the ideas from people across Hertfordshire that will be largely supported to go into a vision and hopefully action off the back of it.
So can you just give us a couple of examples of the kind of things that have been put on there already, just so we know what to expect?
So we've got things like everyone should eat less meat. Some people may agree with that, some people may disagree with that, some people may have more extreme views and may want to add an opinion that says everyone should be vegan, and that may be more controversial, but we can then start to see ideas that emerge. We've also got suggestions for things like all children should learn to grow food at school, there should be more support for farmers to transition to sustainable practices. And so it's really wide-ranging. You may not have enough information to agree or disagree on every statement, so don't feel like you need to vote on everything, but you can scroll through and get a sense of what an ideal local food system might look and feel like. And I think that's interesting in itself for people to recognise that it can be different, that we can have a say in making it different, and that other people have different ideas that you may never have thought of, and bringing those together is really important.
So who particularly do you want to hear from, or isn't there a particularly here?
At this point, it's anyone and everyone. So anyone that lives or works in Hertfordshire, you know, we have people who are maybe council officers but live across the border and that kind of thing. So we definitely want anyone that has a stake in a thriving Hertfordshire to take part in the survey. We are asking a few questions just to understand some of the demographics. So are we getting a good spread across the county? Are we getting a good spread of age groups and people that are involved in different parts of the food system? But at this stage in the process, we're going for quantity. And so really, we want to bring in as many perspectives as possible. And so anything people can do to take part themselves, but then also share it with their friends, their family, their colleagues, and any networks they're part of will really help to demonstrate that the vision that we end up with is representative of what the people of Hertfordshire want.
Yeah. So I suppose you don't really know what your next stage will be, because it depends what the survey says, doesn't it? But if somebody was listening and they thought, oh, do you know, actually, this is something that really interests me, got quite strong views on this, I think there's something I can contribute, is it too late for them to get involved, or could they get involved with this too?
It's great question. It is one of the joys of participatory processes that you never really know what's going to happen. But we have a process that we've planned, and we have to, in terms of what the outcomes of the project are, part of that will be determined by participants of the process. If people want to get involved, the core workshop group that we are working with, we have really limited capacity, and we also really need continuity between the three workshops, because we're building on the first one is an understanding of the current system, the second one is imagining the future system, and then the third one is exploring potential sort of collaborative action. And so we are somewhat limited in inviting people along to those. This survey is the main way that you can get involved right now. Between workshops 2 and 3, there will also be an opportunity to help us refine and sense check the vision that does emerge. And so there will be another opportunity to have a say there. But I would just encourage you to reach out regardless. If you have a strong opinion or a strong connection to this work, please just email us. The email's on our website. So our website is www.foodsystem.com. foodfuturing.com, and you can take part in the survey by clicking on the link on the homepage that says share your ideas. This is really just the beginning. This project is a springboard project. We hope that there will be all sorts of projects, partnerships, initiatives, experiments spinning out of this. And so really, if anyone does feel like they want to connect into what we're doing, even if they're not able to come along to the workshops that we're doing now, there will almost certainly be ways to get involved and for us to support anything that they want to do that might be part of it in the future.
Yeah, okay. And will what happens here in Hertfordshire, will that be fed into the national research then? And will what happens in other counties be fed into what we do here in Hertfordshire? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's a great question. So things that have been happening in other counties have already fed into the design of this process. And yeah, I guess this project is part of a movement of citizen-led food system transformation projects. Whether this will then feed up and change things at a national level in terms of policy is, I guess, remains to be seen. But I think there's real power in bottom-up grassroots movements in their places. And so a big part of the academic output of this project is a replicable process that could inform other regions to follow a similar process to what we've done here. And we would absolutely support people in trying to do that as well.
Okay, well, that sounds like a marvellous thing to be part of, something really very important, as you say. Thing we have all in common is the fact that we all eat. Tony, thank you so much for telling us about that today.
Thanks so much, Amanda.
I was talking there to Tony Elkington of Food Futuring. Now, if you missed the link to the survey that Tony gave us, no worries. I'll pop it into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And as I said, I took a look at the survey and it really did make me think. Nothing to do with our food system is easy, which is why we need everyone's ideas to help find solutions. So do take a look and, as Tony says, share with your Hertfordshire friends and family. You can drop me a line at amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or look for the Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 Facebook page. Always good to hear from you. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.